Tyd is nou 8:00.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 27, Mbombela 24 degrees. The Gauteng Education Department has launched an investigation following an incident at Glen Vista High School in Johannesburg. A video surfaced showing a violent altercation between a teacher and a grade 9 learner. The department's Steve Mabona says the aim of the investigation is to uncover the circumstances surrounding the incident.
A video of the incident was captured and it shows an educator and a learner fighting violently in class. The Gauteng Department of Education has since launched an investigation just to ascertain on what transpired.
City Power has commenced with repairs on the M1 bridge following an underground fire. The blaze, which broke out on Wednesday, was allegedly sparked by vandals. An investigation is underway. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena has, however, cautioned power restoration cannot proceed due to extensive infrastructure damage.
The Johannesburg Water has been called to assist in the process of draining out the water from the tunnels. Once cleared along with the oil, the rubble, the team will go underground to assess the extent of the damage on the electricity infrastructure. This outcome will determine the amount of work that we're supposed to take and the estimated time when power will be restored.
The DA says it will write to Communications Minister Monlingu Ngubele to demand answers on government's plan for nearly 5,000 post office workers who face retrenchment. An application for funding by business rescue practitioners was rejected by the CCMA this week. Here's the DA's Natasha Mazzoni.
What lies ahead for the South African Post Office's business rescue process, which the minister undertook without a workable turnaround plan? With the South African Post Office on death's door yet again, will it return to liquidation or not? And most importantly, what lies ahead for its employees?
The Public Servants Association is calling for the verification of qualifications for all senior managers at the office of the Premier in Limpopo. This after a senior manager was arrested for allegedly falsifying qualifications.
How many employees that might be working there with no qualifications or wrong qualifications? Hence, we call upon the Office of the Premier to launch full investigation of qualifications, particularly for senior managers, because already the integrity of the recruitment process is at stake.
That's the PSA's John Tefu. To Namibia now, where three people have died in a plane crash in Windhoek. The crash occurred late yesterday afternoon. The cause is unknown at this stage. And finally, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was turned away after reportedly turning up at a polling station to vote without his ID. He tried to vote in a by-election this week but was turned away. Johnson introduced the Controversial Elections Act, which requires photo identification in 2022, shortly before he was ousted. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus. Die eer, die Gauteng Onderwysdepartement het 'n ondersoek van stapel gestuur na voorval by Glen Vista Hoërskool in Johannesburg.
Can't you just love that? I mean, I mean, not the Glen Vista thing. I saw the clip yesterday and I was absolutely horrified. Horrified beyond belief. You know, part of me wants to feel sorry for that onderwyser. How much was he prodded? What was said? But still, sir, you are the adult. You are not a Graad 7 leader. Ay, ay, ay. Now, Boris Johnson, who put the vet in place, you know, you got to have ID now, mate. I can't vote. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
You're the oak who ruined the Tories. Futsak! And come back with your ID. Miskien op Vrijdag.
If you were born on May 4th, 1986, we share a birthday. How about that?
Everybody's dancing in the dancing for me.
Jacarand FM is 38. Celebrate 30 great. More music you love. Jacarand FM.
Calm down, girl. This your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown.